Mary Ann Bruns from Penn State University.
Well, hello. My name is Mary Ann Bruns from Penn State University, and I am going to introduce you to Claude the Clod. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to bring him in person. He really got spruced up for the event today, but we had to leave him at home. But Claude the Clod is actually a construction of a group of undergraduate soil ecology students. It is a tool of engagement, not for just growers, but also for the public in general. And it is difficult to understand something that you can't visualize, something that you can't see. So this is an effort to get people to see the relationships of soil bacteria, soil protozoans, and other types of soil organisms, and we are portraying them in their habitat, which is a macroaggregate. So Claude the Clod is magnified 4,000 times, and so it represents a macroaggregate, and that macroaggregate is just a quarter of a millimeter. So a quarter of a millimeter, or I think we were talking about the minimum size of a macroaggregate. Well, it is the minimum size of a macroaggregate. It does qualify. But the model itself is a meter wide. So a meter is 4,000 times the thickness of a quarter of a millimeter. And what we have on the aggregate are organisms to scale. So the smallest organisms on the aggregate are bacteria, and we're depicting them as rice grains, just a couple millimeters in thickness. And the rice grains are typically in association with black patches of sponge and black nylon net that are to portray amorphous, decaying organic matter. So generally, it's a good way to show that bacteria or microbes in soil are really not, you know, uniformly distributed or randomly distributed in soil. They're generally associated with their food sources, decaying patches of organic matter. Now, you can't see it very well, and it might be in the back, but in addition to the organic matter that serves as a food source for the bacteria, we also had a root tip, a model that was actually made out of a nylon stocking that was stuffed and just sort of propped up on the model, and that was intended to show that microbes are not only fed by dead, decaying organic matter, but also by living roots, by the root exudates that come out actively and can serve as a food source. So I won't spend too much more time, but I just want to say that there is an article that is in the Journal of Natural Resources and Life Sciences Education, which explains the construction. It's pretty simple. We just wired together a couple of plastic milk crates, covered them with chicken wire and paper mache. And so the students were then charged with finding some, you know, inexpensive, you know, household construction material to make various critters. So we have, as I said, bacteria that are rice grains, but we've got protozoans made out of Play-Doh, springtails and mites that are sort of made out of more paper mache. We have a nematode in the back, which you can't see. And also to portray the fact that fungi are very effective at making macroaggregates cohere, we have a thick pipe cleaner to represent a fungal hyphae on the exterior of the aggregate. So I have another poster just to portray some of the organisms that are on the model. And I do want to put in another plug, because when you go into the poster exhibit hall, the NRCS has a very nice display of some hands-on teaching tools for demonstrating water infiltration through soils, differences between well-structured soil and, you know, poorly structured soil. So pay a visit to them, because they've worked out some of the details and making it easy to demonstrate to an audience the value of soil. So tools of engagement, not just for growers, but also for farmers, and grow also for the public, and especially for kids. So thanks.
Thank you. I'm sorry that you didn't make it.